In WVIK News, it's time to wait again. Now that a panel of judges has heard oral arguments about whether Rock Island County and its Public Building Commission may tear down the courthouse. In Ottawa yesterday, three justices from the 3rd District Appellate Court listened as attorneys presented the positions of the historic preservation groups and the county. Frank Butterfield is director of the Springfield Office of Landmarks, Illinois. It's one of six plaintiffs who claim the county is violating state law by planning to demolish the courthouse.
And the attorneys discussed the language and definition of the act. But it also provided our attorneys an opportunity to note that our interpretation aligns with that of IDNR and IEPA. We're not asking for the court to change the way the law has been applied in the past, but to uphold it.
The chair of the Rock Island County Board has not yet returned a call from WVIK. The county administrator says lawyers have advised board members not to discuss the case. The Governor's Committee on Criminal Justice Reform will hold its first meeting today in Des Moines, and one of those looking forward to serving is Scott County Sheriff Tim Lane. Herb Trix reports.
The committee is supposed to help Governor Reynolds put together legislative proposals for next year, and Sheriff Lane hopes to improve the current process for restoring rights for felons.
You know, we can all see that a decision that was made in their late teens or 20 years old or thereabouts that was nonviolent, that they eventually were convicted of, they should be able to be washed free of that within so many years.
He gets requests from people who want to vote or have their gun rights restored, and they haven't committed a crime for decades. Currently, each individual request must be approved by the governor. Lane thinks the process should be more automatic. The committee will be chaired by Iowa Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg. I'm Herb Trix.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's furious about the behavior of state lawmakers ensnared in federal probes this year. And now he's calling for changes in the way lobbyists disclose their finances. Sam Dunklaw explains.
There are three state lawmakers caught up in federal investigations right now, which stemmed in part from their involvement with lobby groups. So Pritzker is arguing for a greater spotlight on lobbyist activity.
So that we know how much influence they're having on legislators, how much money they're giving, who they're associated with that's giving money.
Illinois already has a disclosure law that requires lobbyists to disclose who they are, who they're lobbying for, and what they're spending on public officials. The city of Chicago also requires lobbyists to disclose how much they're getting paid, and a published report suggests Illinois could follow that lead. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Nearly 15% of registered voters in Scott County cast ballots in Tuesday's elections. The county auditor's website says about 18,700 voters went to the polls, while the number of registered voters is over 126,000. Tuesday was the first time Iowa's municipal and school board elections have been combined, an attempt to increase voter turnout. 4 years ago, only 3% of Scott County's registered voters cast ballots in school board elections, but 19% cast ballots in the municipal elections a month later. Tuesday's voter turnout in Scott County was 14.7%. The Bulls beat Atlanta 113-93. In college basketball, St. Ambrose beat Trinity Christian. The men's team won by a 20-point margin, 79-59, and so did the women's team, 73-53. The Blackhawks host Vancouver tonight. The Chargers are at Oakland in the NFL. It'll be sunny but cold today with a high of only 32.